So agree with me on praying for the message, please. Father, we just thank you for this word. Pray, Father, we'll have eyes to see and ears to hear what you have for us. Pray that you take these few small fishes and loaves of bread and multiply it, Father. May your blessing be upon your word. In Jesus' name, amen. This message tonight is entitled Battlefield of the Mind, Part 1. This was birthed out of about 2 years ago in 2015. Maybe part two, maybe 2014. When all the children around were committing suicide, there's a lot of people, children committing suicide. It was really grieving, Pastor, and a lot of people were really bothered by it. So the Lord gave me a couple of messages on the battlefield of the battleground of the mind, because where does the battle start, you know? I mean, that's where it's at. The battle's for your soul, and that's where the enemy attacks your flesh and your mind, you know. Most of so if we can pass this information on to others, be a blessing to us and pass it on to others, like pretty soon, probably within a couple of weeks, this will be on the internet. So if you know somebody that you want to listen to, you know, they can get on the church's website and listen to it, you know. But if it could encourage somebody to not commit suicide, to stick it out and don't listen to the lies of the devil, you know. You know, there's a lot of confusion out there in the mind, like when a baby's born, the doctor doesn't hold the baby up and says, what in the world is that? Does anybody know what that is? That's a boy. That's a girl. They know right away. There's not a real big mystery. You know, and I don't think they've got one wrong yet. You know, it's been thousands of years. It's pretty easy to figure out, you know. But where does the confusion come from, you know? Like in the Garden of Eden, you know, the devil come up to Eve. Did God really say? Doubt. Plant a seed of doubt. And then got the work on up to sin, you know. Well, is that what happens to people that are born boys? I mean, people are born girls. Does the devil come up and say, did the doctor really say you're a girl? Are you sure? You know those thoughts I gave you? I mean, you know those thoughts you had last night? You know, plant those dirty little seeds of thought and then accuse you of being dirty for having them. So, you know, we've got to be wise on how to handle our thought life. And you've heard maybe heard me say this before, and I'll say it again before this is over. I think that we have to be the policemen at the door of our mind to guard our minds, to keep the wrong thoughts out, the right thoughts in. The best thing we can do doing that is to know the Word of God. What does the Word of God say? Man, it is a tool for everything. The Word is everything. So let's talk a little bit about thoughts, you know. Where do they come from? It's when a person is born in the world, really kind of like a computer. I mean, they don't come out talking, you know, they got to be programmed. And there's two major spiritual forces, like we know, that are out to program. God, because he loves us, is out here to program you for everything good, get you on victory lane and keep you there all the way to heaven, take as many there with you as you can, you know. And you got an enemy over here trying to do just the opposite, steal, kill, and destroy. And so by knowing the Word of God, we're going to be able to know where those thoughts come from. It's kind of like, you remember that little, a lot of us are older, I don't know if they had I guess most of us are older. We had that little cartoon when we was young, there'd be like a little devil on one shoulder, a little angel on another shoulder, you know. And maybe it's a whole lot like that, not exactly like somebody sitting on your shoulder, but they're wanting to get into your ear, one for good, one for evil. And it's just so important that we listen to what's right and shut out what isn't. Excuse me for a minute. And God will help us with the Holy Spirit. You know, the main thing a person has to do, and we all have this thing, Kevin, but kids, for somebody on the internet, you know, the main thing you need to do for a person to do is to be born again, to receive Jesus as their Savior and Lord so they can have the Holy Spirit to guide them and to repent of their sin, ask the Lord Jesus come in their heart, be their Lord and Savior. Repent of the sin, you know. Repent means to turn around, you know. If you're going the wrong way in sin, you repent, you turn around, you go the other way, you go the right way. And then have the Holy Spirit within us to guide us and teach us, man. That's just one of the most wonderful things we can ever have. The one thing that I think, which I'll probably say more than once tonight too, is that every thought that comes into our mind isn't ours. How many children don't know that? You know, they get this bad thought. Oh, I had a bad thought. I must be evil. And you got somebody with you. Matter of fact, you are. You know, somebody to help you along that path, you know. You say, wait a minute. I remember hearing stories about Kelly Copeland when she was little. She walked around, they heard her saying, that's not my thought, devil. When she was a little kid, thank God she knew. I didn't know about this stuff till later. I mean, I had a lot of beat up in my mind, you know, about thoughts and stuff and a lot of battle. And when you find out, wait a minute, those ain't my thoughts. You know, thank God, you know, you're not guilty for having a thought. You just don't play with it, you know, because if it's wrong and you catch yourself, you already slipped to play it. Playing with it, get rid of it, repent, dump that thing, you know. And that's how we fight the good fight of faith, you know. 2 Corinthians 10:4-5 says, we cast down every imagination of your high things, all self against the knowledge of God, bringing captivity every thought to be Jesus Christ. I bind that foul thought. You get out of here. That's not my thought. I take you captive, make you obedient to Christ in Jesus' name. And then replace it with the good thought, with the good, the answer, especially if it's got the word of God in it. Like if the thought said, you're getting sick. You got symptoms coming on you. You're going to be sick as a dog. No. I bind that foul thought. I cast it down and take it captive. May be in Christ in Jesus' name. Bible says right here, by his stripes you were healed. With his stripes we are healed. I'm not trying to get healed. I am healed. And you're not stealing my health. I mean, we got to fight. You know, it's in Matthew, I think, and Mark both, where it says the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violence take it by force. You know, we're not trying to get healed. We're not trying to get... Plus, if we have all those things, we're keeping the devil from stealing it from us, you know. The Bible is God's thoughts. So again, back to the Word of God. You know, to know what God wants, we need to know his thoughts and keep pumping his thoughts into us. So I just really like Zorro. I used to like to watch Zorro. Man, he'd take that sword, cut them people up, you know. And that's what we need to do with the Word of God. You know, we need to be so quick. We something happened, whip that word out, whack, whack. You know, just cut the devil up, make him run in stark terror. And that's what you can do with the word of God. You know, thoughts of discouragement, disappointment. You got to watch thoughts that when you're just kind of just sitting there and you're thinking, then thoughts come like, yeah, you know, you're really messed up, you know, and stuff to try to get you discouraged. You're not even realizing this. It's kind of like self-talk sometimes. You ever say, yeah, you know, I messed that up, you know. You got to watch that self-talk because who promoted it? And we always need to be aware of what the answer is. Okay, yeah, I messed up. But you know what? Boy, thank God I'm forgiven. I repented of that. And Lord, I want to thank you, Lord. You're always with me. You'll never leave me nor forsake me. You start putting that word out there. Lord, I thank you. You love me. You know, if people have trouble, I heard Kenneth Copeland talk about this. If you... just keep saying for a long time, Jesus loves me. I love Jesus. Jesus loves me. I love Jesus. Like you have a low self-image, low self-esteem. You keep doing that, you can change that inner image. Sometimes we've been programmed. There's things in our subconscious and non-conscious minds that can rule. And so we have to reprogram. And that's a good way to reprogram. If you ever have any trouble, just... spend a half hour. Maybe start with five minutes. Do it for 5 minutes. If you like it, you like the result, do 10 minutes the next day, you know? And just keep working on those things. And you can help others, you know, if you know somebody else is having trouble. Tell them about that. I think it's a wonderful thing. We need to know what to think on, too. And Psalm 149:6-9. I love this verse. This is, a lot of you probably already know it. But it says... I got it right here, too. Psalm 149:6-9. I love this verse. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishment upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and the nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written. This honor have all the saints. Praise ye the Lord. So the chains that the devil's trying to put on you, when you praise the Lord, go back on him and his cohorts. Is that cool or what? Praise, what a weapon praise and worship is, you know. We should be praising God every day, all day long. That is a powerful weapon for us, you know, to keep our mind. You know, when you keep your mind full of praise and thanksgiving is another powerful weapon. You know, God told Keith Moore one time, he said, Keith, would you like to expand your capacity to receive from me? He said, yes, I would. He said, cultivate a lifestyle of thanksgiving. So if you continue, you know, stay in that thanksgiving mode, it keeps the door of faith open. It keeps the door to God open in your life. If you just stay in a thanksgiving mode, and I need to work on it myself, but, you know, it's good for me to hear again, too. Thanksgiving, what a wonderful thing. There again, you're on a faith plan. It keeps the door to faith open. You know, and excuse me for just a moment. I just keep thinking about discouragement, depression, and things like that. Well, you know, you got to catch those things right away because they're trying to drag you down. And if it gets you out of faith and out of thanksgiving, you're not in faith, you're kind of closing the door to God. You didn't realize it, but if you play with that inner discouragement, disappointment, woe is me. You know, I heard somebody say, never, 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 never feel sorry for yourself. It opens the doors to demonic activity you don't need. You got to fight that thing, you know. Yeah, maybe we had some rough times. Maybe we've had some rough times. But, you know, we got a God who can pull us through. Get back up in faith. Start praising Him, thanking Him, and just pray what you need. Believe God, He heard. And then kick back in praise, kick back in thanksgiving, man. That's the way to roll with that thing. We need to see right through the devil's trash, you know. You know, the devil comes to a lot of people, try to get them in that discouragement, disappointment. They tell you, you know, you're pretty worthless or whatever, however he tries to beat up on them, you know, or you're this, you're that. You know, maybe you ought to just kill yourself. Maybe you ought to just get rid of, just get it done, but don't do it. God must have really something very special for you. The devil's trying to take you out. You must be a threat to the devil. So don't ever listen to those things. You're valuable to God. You know, you're so precious. If he said, if you'd have been the only person on earth, he'd have sent Jesus to die for you. That's awesome. You know, he loves me that much. He loves you that much. Never think you're worthless. God don't make junk. Everyone in here is a precious treasure to God, you know. So, you know, when those thoughts come, man, you got to fight them. We're the apple of God's eye. We're so special to God, we ain't got a clue how much he loves us. I think when we get to heaven, one of the words we're going to be saying the most is, wow. You know, he's going to show us how much he loves us. We'll say, wow. And then, you like that? Yeah. Try this. Wow. You know, it could be kind of like those fireworks show, like, ooh. Ah, you know, I mean, we're going to have us a time. So, you know, we got some good things to look forward to. Don't let that trash of the devil get you down. And problems have an expiration date, you know. This will just, we just got to wait it out. And, you know, if you're sitting, singing around praising God, man, I had a good time the other night. I must have been the Lord. I started getting loud. And, man, the presence of the Lord came in the room, and I just had me a good time, you know. And I'm like, thanks for showing up, you know. That's pretty neat. I had a good time, you know. So you start praising God and thanking Him for all He's done. Like if you sit down, I'm really going off my notes. I was going to read this thing, but excuse me, I'm just rolling or trying something different here, I guess, with the help of the Lord. But praising God and saying thanksgiving is just so powerful. Another powerful thing we want to do is, When we get attacked, don't run from God. Like, I think the devil tries to get us mad at God. Run to Him. Don't run from Him. You know, He loves us so much. Run to Him and tell Him the problem. Say, Lord, I was kind of ticked off at you. You know, but it ain't you. Forgive me for that. You're not the problem. And buddy up and get on with it. You know, stay in praise and thanksgiving. Another thing we need to do, too, is always make sure we stay in forgiveness. You know, the devil likes to bring things, someone to get under your skin and get you in unforgiveness, get you offended, get you off track, to keep your life in turmoil. We got to overlook that stuff. You know, there's people sent by the devil. You know, maybe Christians, maybe people we love, maybe they're having a bad day. But, you know, we got to let that stuff roll off us because you don't want to be in offense. You don't want to be off the blessing track. You know, if God's got something good for you, the devil's trying to get you derailed so you miss your blessing. No, we're staying in love. We're staying in love. And this is something I've got to work on in my life. This is something I felt in my life, a lot of my life, I felt like I was a court low on love, you know, or something like that, you know. And so the Lord's helped me. I want to be a more loving person. I'm going to make it too. But you always want to stay in forgiveness. You know, the Bible says we don't wage war against flesh and blood. If somebody does you dirty, like real dirty, you know, do you realize that that person is being used by the devil? They're in worse shape than you are. And, you know, like maybe the devil's got a hook in the jaw trying to drag him off to hell or something, you know. And so one cool thing that we can do is we can say, we can pray for them. Now, sometimes it ain't that easy, but, you know, God is so smart. If we pray for him, ask God to help him get free from that devil's trap, how wise is God? That is so smart. You know, it's so hard to be mad at somebody when you're praying for him. Isn't God smart to say, pray for those who do you wrong, you know? I mean, what did he say? You pray for those who spitefully use you and love your enemies, do good those who hate you and bless those who curse you. It's hard to be mad at you, Adam, when you're praying for him. What an easy way for us to get out of unforgiveness and stuff. Get into praying for them and loving them. But, I mean, God likes that. When you start praying for your enemies, that's got to go over big in heaven. I mean, that gets you in the blessing lineup quick, I reckon. But love handles things that way, you know. And love is the most powerful thing there is. Getting back to thoughts, we need to think good thoughts on purpose. Now, you know, think about this for a minute. If you've got your left foot in your left shoe, your right foot can't get in your left shoe because it's full of your left foot, you know? And so if you've got your mind filled with good thoughts, bad thoughts can't get in. You're full of good thoughts. The bad thoughts can't get in. So it's just another way for us to fight the good fight of faith. Keep your mind full of good thoughts. Keep your imagination going. You know, Albert Einstein said your imagination is life's coming attractions of life's future, you know, and further come. How do you say that? Previews of life's coming attraction. That's it. That's how they did in movies. But it is. You know, your imagination is a powerful tool for God. What you're dreaming for, what you're believing God for, you need to see it. You sit back in your chair, you know, start seeing yourself, you know, going out there ministering, laying hands on people, praying for people, you know, believing, receiving what God has for you. Picture it in your mind. Write it down on a board. Go over your goals, your vision, your dreams. You know, there's 3% of people write their goals and visions down, go over them daily and pray about them, speak them out loud. And those are mostly multimillionaires. Those 3% makes more than the other 90% of people together. Now, money's not the only thing we're talking about, but you know, you need money to get by. And I've been rich and I've been poor. Rich is better, you know. But then you can be prosperous and you can help others the same way too, you know. Part of the job of being wealthy is being blessed and a blessing, you know. But that is really awesome to keep your vision before your eyes. Like we did on that Terry Savelle Foy, how she did. She writes down her vision. She wrote down all these visions, things that she wanted. She wanted to preach in France, and she wanted to have her books in bookstores. She didn't have a book written yet. Have her books in bookstores, impact France with the gospel of Jesus Christ. She wanted to get minister in front of thousands of people. Every one of those came to pass, because every morning she'd go into her extra bedroom in the house there where she had all her stuff. She had her vision board. She had a picture of her standing in a bookstore with her hand pointing up to books. They weren't her books, but she was pointing like, I have all my books in bookstore. I have my books in bookstores in France. She went through all the stuff, thanking God for it, praying about it, keeping it before her eyes. And everything on her vision board came to pass, even things that were like impossible. And that's where God works, is in the impossible. I didn't plan on saying that, but that's good stuff. You know, I'm tickled with it. I'm just really been enjoying Terry Savelle Foy. You can get her on YouTube, man. She's rocking it. You know, she's helping a lot of people. She wanted to be a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader all her life. She never made it, but now she's a cheerleader for the body of Christ, cheering us on, teaching us to have a vision board, teaching us to write our visions and dreams down, and to stand for them until they come to pass, man. She's rocking it. Terry Savelle Foy, Jerry Savelle's daughter. Yeah, I lost my place. Since I'm doing this out of line, I lost my place. But yeah, we need to think good thoughts on purpose. We need to keep our minds filled with good thoughts and speak good thoughts out of your mouth. One good thing about speaking is if you got trouble with bad thoughts messing with your head, When you start speaking out loud what the answer, your mind has to stop thinking and pay attention to your mouth. That's how this works. So you can shut that stuff off your mind by start speaking. You never said you'd get sick. So by the stripes of Jesus, I'm healed. Himself took on for me to bear our sickness. Praise God, I think I'm healed. Lord, you healed me before. You're healing me again. You're healing me now. I mean, your mind has to stop and pay attention to your mouth. Isn't that neat? So you can shut those things off. Speak the word of God. Speak the answer till it comes to pass. 2 Corinthians 10:4-5, like we've been talking about, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing captivity every thought to be used in Christ. That's what we do. We cast them down. We take them, put them down. You know, if you got a weed, and if you got a garden, and you pull them little weeds out right away, they're easy to deal with. But if you got a garden and you let weeds go, man, they get a root structure. They're disgusting to deal with. They're a hassle. And the same thing with thoughts. If you that thought comes to your mind right away, and you catch it, nope, I bind that, get out right away. It's easy. Well, if you start playing with it, it can grow into something you don't want. It can cause a lot of, it grow in your mind, then you start playing with it and thinking about it. That's harder to get rid of. You can get rid of it, but it's harder. So you want to be quick. Get those bad thoughts out of your mind. Don't even think about it. Get rid of it and don't even think about it. So when a bad thought comes, answer with words out loud, especially with Scripture, because Scripture is alive. I didn't do Philippians 4, 4 through 8 yet. I love Philippians 4, 4 through 8. Where are you at, Philippians? Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing. Don't worry about anything. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guards and keeps your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever things are honest, what things whatsoever are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. This tells us what to think about. Think about good things. And this is key to remember what you think about or pay attention to gets bigger, it gets magnified. Now, when the Bible said, oh, magnify the Lord with me, the more you think about him, praise him, the bigger he gets. Well, the more you think about the problem, the bigger it gets. And the bigger, and it gets so big, it's a hassle. But if you shut that down and start magnifying God, that keep getting hit, let him get bigger, that problem gets so little, you think, no big thing. Magnify the Lord with me. If you think about the problem, like I said, it gets bigger. Think about God, the answer, he gets bigger and bigger. We need to realize we're in a battle, but don't fear. God has given us every weapon and thing we need to win and be more than conquerors in his word. Plus, he said he would never leave us nor forsake us. Plus, we have angels around to protect us and help us. I think we're destined to win. Your mind belongs to you. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you guard your mind. Like I said, you need to be the policeman at the door of your mind, keeping that stuff out. Be like the bouncer at the door. Keeping all the junk out. You can control your thoughts. You can control your mind. It takes work and effort, but it's well worth it. It'll help to have a better quality of life. Sometimes wrong thoughts can get tangled up, be a mess in your mind, and be a problem you don't want. You need to get those untangled out. You know, I cast them down, get rid of them, give them to Jesus right away. Remember, every problem has an expiration date. Like I said, one of the biggest problems is people don't realize that every thought that comes to their mind isn't theirs. Someone may have a bad thought and think, well, I did this before. You know, I must be terrible. But no, they're not. You know, you got to fight them thoughts off. If it's bad, don't play with it. It's so important to know what the Bible says. It's the standard of truth. It's the measure that everything's measured with. You know, you've probably heard me say this before. You can't stop a bird from flying over your head, but you can stop from making a nest in your hair, you know. And that's what you do with thoughts. You know, a thought may come by, but don't play with it. Don't let it build in you, you know. This is something that I heard the brain doctor talk about. The devil likes to take a lie that doesn't exist and plant it in somebody's mind and get you. If you start thinking about it and talking about it, it becomes real. It becomes actual substance in your brain, and it can become real. Something that was a lie that didn't exist, the devil can create in you. So you don't want to think or speak his trash. Very important, because you can create something for him. We're not in his business. We're not working together. Isn't that interesting? It actually becomes substance in your brain. So the sooner you get rid of it, the better off you are. There's so much power in thought. Somebody said, what you think about, you bring about. Which is true, you know. There's a lot of power, you know. There's so much power in words, but it starts in thoughts. With that in mind, what you think about, you bring about. With that in mind, you can see the reason why it's a good thing to know the answer and speak the answer and think on the answer, not the problem. Also, what people think about, they'll speak about. Jesus said, why take ye the thought saying? If you got a bad thought come to your mind, don't say it. Don't say it. Saying it can help bring it to pass. If we examine our lives, we may see some of the problems that are in our lives, maybe from the words we've already spoken. We can render them powerless and work on getting rid of them, you know, and then change our words, change our thoughts. So we need to start speaking the answer and thinking the answer. It helps us to help it come to pass and change our circumstances. Right thinking and right speaking can help us with right believing, which can be a strong fortress in our mind and help us accomplish our goals. So we know we have an enemy. We're given everything to win the battle against him. But we need to make sure we're the victors, not the victim. Don't take on that victim mentality. No, poor me. No, feel sorry for myself. Don't fall in this trap. Walking in love is basically the New Testament commandment. We need to do the best we can to walk in love. We miss it. Be quick to repent and make things right if possible. Stay out of strife at all costs. Strife, you got to treat it like a rattlesnake. You don't want it in your house. Someone once said, peace is the manifest presence of God, and I believe that. If peace is the manifest presence of God, strife is the manifest presence of the devil. So if you let strife in, it says in James 3:16, for where envy and strife is, there's confusion in every evil work. It didn't say half the evil works. It said every. That sounds like strife opened the door to the evil works. Let's keep that door shut. You need to stay out of gossip and slander. You just walk in love. When we hear something about somebody, let's don't just go tell somebody else. Let's pray for them, you know. And these are things I need to hear, too. I need to want to work on this, you know. Let's pray for them, you know. Ask the Lord to help them out of that, you know. This is one thing that really helped me. 1 Corinthians 13:5 says, love thinks no evil. And I believe it's the Amplified said, love thinks the best about the other person. I had this guy I worked with, and he was in a management position over me. And he would do this stuff. Like, he's doing it because he knows I don't like it. And he's doing it to tick me off. And it would bother me. And then one day it happened again, and I remembered that Kenneth Hagin talked about that verse, that love thinks the best about the other person. So I thought, no, I'm not going to believe that. I believe that he didn't do it to make me mad. He's not even thinking of me. I overlook it. I forgive him. And I had peace. I didn't realize that stress had built up and tightened my chest. I didn't realize it. Look what wrong thinking can do. I was stressed out. I didn't know it. I forgave him. I looked at him, and then I had peace. Wow. So wrong thinking is important to stay out of. Proverbs, and we need to think good thoughts about ourselves. Think good thoughts about others, but think good thoughts about yourself. We are valuable. We're precious. Proverbs 23:7 says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. If you believe the devil, he says you're a worthless, no good, blankety blank, and you keep thinking, and then you keep saying it, guess what you got? Are you saying that if you, no, you cancel that, mind that, take it captive, make it be the Christ, and start speaking what God says about you, then you can have that. measure yourself with the Word of God, not with others or what Bible. Measure yourself by what the Bible says about you, not what thoughts or others say you are. I think the one thing we need to do is find out what the will of God is for our life, go out and do it the best we can, so we can fulfill everything we were created for, and He can say, job well done, good and faithful servant, you know. That's what we need to do. It's wise to expose yourself to good things, too. You know, if we have weaknesses in our life, stay out of those areas, you know. Like if you don't want to drink alcohol, don't hang around the people at the bar, you know. Don't do it. Stay out of areas where you're weak like that. You know, like people go to horror movies or something like it's a little game to play. Horror movies plant seeds of fear in people. Man, fear is an enemy. It's not a toy. You know, that's a terrible thing to plant in somebody. Like I say, if you're weak in some areas, stay out of those areas. Keep the attitude of gratitude. Don't complain. Somebody said to complain means to remain. You know, God wasn't pleased with the Israelites when they complained in the desert. Matter of fact, that's when the snakes in the desert started biting them and they started dying. The miracle wasn't that the snakes started biting them then. It was that the snakes had been around all the time, but they never bit anybody until they complained. Is that something? You got to think about that. You know, those snakes were out there all the time. Nothing bad happened until they complained. To complain means to remain. Don't complain. I think one thing we need to do is enjoy life more and enjoy the now. You know, sometimes, I don't know if you've done it, but I've done it. Why I get so caught up in waiting for this, that, waiting for that to happen, I'm not enjoying the now. We need to enjoy now, you know. So if thoughts of suicide come to you, or you know somebody who's dealing with suicide, you know, the devil may say, just go ahead and kill yourself. It'll end it all. It don't end nothing. It ends life in this form, in a human body. Then eternity, the rest of eternity starts in whatever destination that person gets, and it's not worth the gamble to get the wrong one, you know. So, man, don't ever believe that, just cure yourself, be all over. Yeah, it ain't over. It's all starting somewhere where a person may not want it, so don't do it. You know, God loves people so much. We got to know that God loves us. The peace that God does guard our heart and mind in Christ Jesus. If we think we need more peace, peace was given to us. When we were born again, we have all the fruit of the Spirit. We can call on that peace. Lord, I need that peace of God to guard my heart and mind in Christ Jesus. Come on, peace, I call on you. I've seen a time when a little girl wrecked her bike in front of my house, and she was all trouble. I just laid my hand and said, peace. And peace came on her. And Pastor did it with your son. We went in the hospital a day or two later, and your son was, when he was going through that tough time, laid hands at peace, and the peace of God came all over him. It was cool. You can call on peace for you and for others. But it is a guard. It's a tool. It's a wonderful weapon. Romans 12:1-2 says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and perfect and acceptable will of God. So the more we let the Word of God transform our mind, the stronger we get, and so we are resisting wrong thoughts and thinking. Learning truth, learning the truth of the Word, learning truth disarms the lies of the enemy. When you spot that, no, that's a lie. Because when you know the truth, a lie can't get in. No, get that out of here. That's a lie. It's just so wise to know the Word of God. And this disarms the lies and the enemy trying to bring lies and plant them in our minds so he can't have a place. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, God has not given the spirit of power and love, God has not given us a spirit of fear. Excuse me, I renounced those wrong words. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. I love that, a sound mind. And knowing the Word of God helps us have our sound mind. You know, when an army fights a battle and takes over property like a mountain, they occupy that space. They take it, they occupy it, they maintain it, they keep it protected. And that's what we do, keeping our invaders out of our mind. We keep our mind protected. We guard that thing. So the sooner you catch a bad thought, the better. Catch some things right away. Don't feel condemned if you entertain a little bit. Repent. Get rid of it. Go on. Speak the word. Go right on. Don't let the devil get you down in condemnation. Condemnation can rob your faith. It can steal your faith. If the devil gets down in condemnation, things like that, if he likes to do that, it steals your faith. So think godly thoughts, good thoughts on purpose. Speak them out loud over and over. You have to renew your mind with a good thought, especially when there's scripture in it. You can impart life to your body by speaking the word of God. Proverbs 4:22 says, speaking about God's word, says, for your words are life unto those that find them, health to all the flesh. You can impart life to your flesh and your body and yourself and others by speaking it or saying it out loud. So if you ever notice the negative things coming, catch them right away. Replace them with worship, praise, thanksgiving. You know, people need to know, like I said, Jesus loved, he died on the cross for them. He took that beating so we could be healed. He took that death on the cross so we could be forgiven. Man, we got it. Do you remember that song? Did y'all remember that song when it was little, Let the Sun Shine In? I'm going to try to sing it. Sing along with me if you can. But I like that. I changed a couple of words so that to fix them. So let the sun shine. No, wait, I messed up. Excuse me. My mama told me something a little child should know, and it's all about the devil, and I learned to hate him so. She said he causes trouble if you let him in the room, and he never wants to leave you unless your heart is full of gloom. So let the sun shine in, face it with a grin. Smilers never lose, and frowners never win. So let the sun shine in, face it with a grin. Open up your heart and let the sun shine in. I love the little song we sang when I was little, you know. That and Jesus Loved Me are two of my favorite. But since we're letting the sun, S-O-N, of God shine in and dwell in us, the devil has no place in us. So keep smiling, keep praising and thanking God. He loves you. You're precious treasures to him. That's it. If anybody has anything you want to pray about and has thought troubles, we can come up here and pray if you like.